Hello there, everyone. Welcome to another Connection Point podcast. James Hilliard here with you. Refreshing systems may seem like a strange approach to lowering total cost of ownership. Odds are the initial deployment of new hardware and software will add costs to your IT budget. But if we take the idea one step further, we can probably uncover that a system refresh is going to lower support and maintenance demands, and it can add productivity and security benefits, all possibly lowering your TCO. So our thesis today, by looking beyond short-term costs, you can find long-term savings that more powerful, modern, and efficient technology offers. Now, making the case a lot better than I could alone, we've got three of our rock stars on board. Rob DeBow, National Service Sales Manager, Lane Shelton, VP of Software Business Development, and Dave Olivier, Senior Program Manager, Workforce Productivity. In this conversation, what we're going to do is discuss the benefits of a system refresh. We'll look at some of the factors to consider when planning this and some of the gains you can expect to see from this very important IT initiative. So first question, Dave, going to start with you. What factors should customers take into consideration when contemplating a system refresh?
Yeah, the first couple things that come to mind, James, are mobile users, the new form factors that are out and available now that weren't before, users wanting to be more efficient, and the demands that are on the product today. To take that a little bit further, the days of that 9-to-5 job are gone. People need to have access to their work at different hours more than ever before. Employees work on nearly 2 times the number of teams they did 5 years ago. They aren't going to be getting this done daily from a desktop. They need to take this work and do it at different hours.
Rob?
A lot of it is the technology. The operating systems are changing so rapidly, and the legacy applications are lagging years behind that technology. And that's the primary driver behind a lot of this, is ensuring that all their legacy applications are going to work on the new operating system.
And Lane, considerations for customers planning a system refresh.
So I'm going to answer this from the OS perspective, because being the Microsoft guy, you know, I'm thinking Windows 10. I'm always talking to customers about the operating system environment itself. And there are really two big things you got to think about. One is, what deployment methodology are you going to use? Because we've moved from the realm of Windows 7 into the realm of Windows as a service. I like to tell customers that if Windows 7 was chocolate, your choices when it comes to Windows 10 are only vanilla and strawberry. There is no chocolate in the Windows 10 world. So you have some choices to make around how you're going to keep that operating system layer up to date. Microsoft has some choices. They've got some options, ways to tweak it, but it's something that you really need to plan ahead for and think through all the way, rather than sort of kind of have a vague idea and get into it as you go. It's turning out to be a pretty strategic decision that customers need to really think through prior to the rollout. The second thing to really think about are the transformative features of Windows 10. So Windows 10 also has a lot of transformative elements around security, around identity, and around asset management. And those things, you know, 10 represents an opportunity to not only improve the end user experience, but to transform that end user experience. And so I encourage customers to really dive deep into what those things are. Think about how they could play and improve your end user experience and factor that into your planning.
David, give me your late night TV top 5 list of why teams are doing system refreshes or should be doing them.
Sure. Security, cost of ownership, cost of productivity, remote manageability, and the last one's usability. All those are key reasons why.
And Rob, would you add anything to that?
Probably number one is employee satisfaction. That is a huge driver in today's market for employers. Being able to recruit and maintain quality employees. Today, they're looking at IT being a human resources benefit. And that is one of the number one reasons for driving a refresh, is to keep the employees happy and keep them productive.
Lane, I want to get your perspective here as well. Your customers, why are they refreshing?
The number one reason why the customers that I'm dealing with are transforming is because they have to, because they've got hardware refresh plans that are running into the way that Intel and Microsoft are supporting the operating system. So it's really necessitating a refresh to Windows 10. So sometimes external forces can be the biggest reason to as to why you're going to do that. But I will say that leads right to my second reason, which is the transformative reason. If you've got to do it, you might as well do it and do it in a way that expands your horizons, in a way that expands the quality of the end user experience. And so for me, it's really about looking at that operating system, what kind of experience you want to deliver to those end users, regardless of the hardware platform, whether it's tablets, whether it's laptops, whether it's desktops or HoloLens wearables, whatever it is, you want to be able to deliver that transformative experience. And so really everything that goes into that, for me, the key reason to refresh.
Okay, Rob, turning to you, we've given reasons. Is there an overriding benefit that you find most customers are going to get out of a refresh?
Probably the top thing that they're going to get out of a system refresh is employee productivity. Employees today are looking at their resources as the top thing. The millennials coming into the marketplace today are really driving new consumption models for IT, and that is a benefit for them, and that's what's driving a lot of refresh for them, is keeping those employees happy. And that productivity level is going to increase exponentially when they have that system refresh.
Let's talk, guys, for a moment about refresh cycles. My understanding, Dave, the rules are changing.
Right now, the common industry practice says 3 to 4 years is the standard. However, with different changes in technology and the leaps and bounds we are experiencing today, what we're seeing is companies refreshing closer to every 2 years. At Microsoft, they have a great slogan: create, build, and reinvent. And where this really hits home, James, is that 41% of employees say mobile apps change the way they do business. You cannot be running old machines and expect to be efficient or different. And that difference is, versus the past, when it's a preference, it's now closer to a need due to all these reasons.
And Rob, how do you see the timing of refreshes changing?
You know, we see a lot of people looking at moving today is moving into more of a utility model with their refresh. Because the reason people don't refresh is because it's so disruptive. But moving to a utility model where the refresh is all automatically built in, just like with an iPhone, you use it for 18 months, you automatically get a new one with all your features on it. You know, you just move on and you keep paying that same flat fee per month.
Lane, of course, coming to you, give me that kind of software and OS perspective.
Maybe that concept of the big, massive system refresh is getting broken down a little bit into looking at specific classes of users and what they do. So maybe there's the right case for a big system refresh, or maybe it's something like transforming this field force from laptops to tablets, accessing a virtual architecture, operating system architecture versus a locally installed operating system. Or maybe it's virtualizing applications. We have some clients that have rolled out mobile thin clients, looking at, you know, going totally virtual. So I think that virtualization at the desktop level has definitely had an impact on the timing and frequency of refresh events, because you may have the main event, which is the bulk of your systems, but then there may be these sort of interim steps that you can take that maybe falls outside of the parameters of the main refresh event.
So guys, not refreshing, right? Keeping our older gear. What do teams really risk if they kind of take that route, trying to squeeze every last ounce out of the IT they have?
There's a couple of things around that. One would be the cost of the maintenance of that gear. The maintenance on that gear goes up exponentially as time goes on. But the second aspect in that is really driven around security. As time goes on, the OEMs stop supporting the older gear. They're not getting updates, and you leave holes in your network, whether that's through a desktop, server, router, switch. You can expose your company to a lot of risk from a security perspective if you do not upgrade it to the latest technology.
And David, you actually told me in another conversation we had, there are some really hard numbers out there.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, you're looking at $1,700 per device on systems that are 3 years or older. And that's a lot of money when you look at how many users you have in your infrastructure. The other one is security remediation. That can cost up to $710 per user. Cost is the mantra of the day. And upgrading to a 7th Gen Win 10 system that can give you all the security, the Intel Authenticate, and the different features that these users need gives you a more secure, safe, and efficient workplace.
I'm always interested, guys, in IT from how the tech and the processes really impact the people. So let's dive into the people question for a little bit here. Who cares, or who should care, who's really driving system refreshes today?
Yeah, I think you can start at the top with CISOs, but really the people that are experiencing it and experiencing the issues with older systems are help desk people. They're IT managers. They're in the day-to-day. And when they're experiencing these pain points, the desk side visits, you know, the remote users that are having problems and they can't access them to help them, these IT managers, the help desk managers, they're the ones fighting the battle daily that are looking and would benefit the most from a refresh.
Rob, what about you? Who else would you add to that list?
Additionally, more and more, you need to start looking at things from an HR perspective and helping HR understand that IT is a benefit to their end users. So I see more and more companies having positions that are kind of in between IT and HR, and they're really the customer experience type of title that is now coming to that table, and they're looking at things from multiple angles within the company.
Lane, again, I want to come on over to you. Who are the top people that you feel need to focus on refreshes?
I'm going to go off a little off topic here and say that in my mind, the most important person that cares about the system refresh is the one carrying the business card that says end user. The revolution in compute that's happened out there has happened at the end user level. It's happened at the end user experience. And people bring those expectations to work. And especially as millennials and young people, you know, go through school to high school to college to the workforce, they're growing up steeped in an unrestricted, free-form, collaborative experience that they're going to feel like they just had their hands tied behind their backs if they come into a restrictive environment at work. And then I'm also going to say that second most is going to be the security person. Whoever is responsible for executing the security strategy of that company is going to struggle with how to do what the end users are going to be coming and expecting in greater, with greater and greater demand. How do you deliver what you can of that experience in a secure way that meets the ever-growing stringent security standards that a modern IT shop has to work under? So I see the two most important people as the end user and the person with that's in charge of security, because somewhere a balance has to be struck between those two factions in order to provide the best possible end user experience but not compromise the security of the organization.
Shifting the people chat a little bit towards us, towards connection, what do we bring in terms of people power to these refreshes?
Well, on the front end in the sales process, one of the things that I challenge my team with is finding the four things that are really going to make a refresh successful. One of them is finding the correct technical solution, finding the right product, the right software, the right way to deliver this. Second would be to go out and look at, do I have the right business solution for the customer? The third solution out there is really about driving the right customer service experience. And that is probably the number one thing out there, is how are we going to meet customer expectations for the way we deliver this? And actually, the fourth and final one out there is delivering in a way that meets the customer's culture. Culture is huge for a customer, and how we go out and deliver this service. They have a business that they're trying to deliver a solution to their customers. And a lot of times, if we're not meeting the needs of their culture, we're not delivering the right solution.
And David, how often are our team members, are they really working on system refreshes with customers?
Yeah, James, it's a daily occurrence here, and we really experience it in different avenues, different ways, starting up at the enterprise level on 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 unit rollouts that can take up to 9 months to a year, or down at the startup area, right? We have a business that's focused just on getting those companies up and running. It could be their first rollout. It could be a second generation of users who are experiencing something new, and maybe it's 50 machines, maybe it's 100, but we're doing this on a daily basis. And what we found is that different methods work for different practices. But overall, we're able to deliver that solution to our customers because of the specialists, the certifications, and the team that we have here at Connection.
I want to take a couple minutes, guys, talk about some specific services here. David, list a few that we offer to customers that really support their journey.
Well, James, we have solution architects in place that help build out these system refreshes from the conceptual standpoint, where, you know, we're trying to help the customer understand where they need to go. They're helping us understand what their pain points are so we can address them. And then from there, we have technical specialists that come in and start having conversations around the different technologies that they're going to have to add to their infrastructure to accommodate that system refresh. You can't do a system refresh and expect everything to run smoothly without going and looking at your network infrastructure and everything on the back end. Once we've gone through that process and the customer is ready to order, there's also the issue with asset disposal. People want a secure and safe way to get rid of their older product, to have it recycled, and we can offer services in that area here at Connection.
And Lane, what pops into your mind here as a top service for customers?
I like the planning services that come as part of a traditional Microsoft Enterprise agreement. If any of our listeners have Microsoft Enterprise agreements, probably they have a number of free consulting days that come with that agreement. We transform those consulting days into a strategic plan for Windows 10. And that's the service I like the most because, A, if the customer has an enterprise agreement, it's free to the customer and it's of high value because it really helps them to plan for how they're going to execute that transformative strategy around Windows 10. So, you know, I like to sell our services as much as the next guy, but this is one of those services that in a lot of cases it's free and it delivers a high amount of value. So that one tops my list in terms of our favorite services around system refresh.
Rob, I'll get you to wrap up this segment here. Top services in your mind that customers can utilize from Connection.
Our project management office is really the strength in what we bring to the table there in going out and being able to help do the initial planning, the scoping for the project, building out a proof of concept, testing that, doing an initial pilot of that rollout to ensure that we validate the things that we found in the POC, tighten up our procedures, make this a cost-effective solution, ensure we're delivering the right customer experience as we roll that out, and then taking that into full production. And again, being able to bring all the reporting in, having an escalation path, having a clear project charter to communicate with the customer when things are going wrong, and more importantly, when they're going right. All of those things that we deliver, we can take and scale to anything from a large single office, multiple thousands of seat refresh, to doing hundreds of offices around the country with one or two end users in them.
In looking at technology system refreshes, at the end of the day, guys, the goal is to have the technology drive business outcomes. So what do you see in terms of how business units will ultimately leverage this technology to evolve their business? Dave, start with you.
Well, it can help in many areas, James, but one of the specific ones is the mobile users. With these new form factors, the users can be more efficient than ever before. With all the demands they're having on the product, they can also be more secure than ever before.
Rob?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the disruptiveness of a refresh. It takes a ton of resources to plan this out, to test the procedures and policies that you've driven with this, ensure all the applications are going to work on your new operating system, and get the rollout and actually do it from end to end. This consumes a ton of IT resources within the organization. The IT resources that they're paying to actually develop and deliver solutions to their customers. So that's one of the biggest reasons customers don't refresh, is because it takes away from their ability to drive customer solutions. By having a partner like Connection deliver these solutions, we can take all that off customers' plates, allow them to focus on what delivers to their customers.
And Lane, how do you really, again, see system refreshes driving our businesses forward?
Because employees that have the end user compute experience that empowers their work, it doesn't matter what kind of work that is, whether they're a field person, you know, field salesperson out there on the road, a finance person that sits behind a desk and crunches giant spreadsheets or numbers all day, there is an experience that unlocks the productivity of that worker. And only really the business leader really understands what that end user needs to be successful. IT is great at setting the strategy, et cetera. But the business leaders are really close to their end users and the experiences that will give them the highest amount of productivity possible. And so that's why it's really important as part of a system refresh to understand those use cases that those business leaders are so in tune with, so that IT can then, as close to the mark as possible, design that experience, account for that experience, and empower those employees. Because then productivity, regardless of what your role is, your productivity is enhanced by the technology, which makes you a more productive employee, makes you a happier employee. I would say that, you know, those business leaders are closest to the end users and what they're looking for in their experience. And it's absolutely vital to get their feedback in the process so that IT can design and implement the right overall strategy.
David, at a high level, can you do me a favor? Share a little bit about the process that Connection takes customers through to get started with a system refresh.
Yeah, you know, when we start these, they're all different, but the basis is really there for every single engagement, James. And that starts with, you know, the account rep engaging, understanding the opportunity, and then leveraging all the assets here at Connection. Those range from solution architects and technical sales support specialists around specific technologies to the OEM specialists we have here. And once they've leveraged these resources, then we start forming out what that solution's going to look like, any updates they need on their infrastructure, whether it's network or data center, to handle all the data flow, to handle the increased bandwidth. And then we finalize on the product to make sure that that product fits the individual user's needs throughout that entire business, not just in one segment.
Lane, getting started here, what's it look like?
Well, for my group and my team, the starting point is usually something related to a contract lifecycle. So a Microsoft agreement is coming due. There's a true up. There's some lifecycle event in their agreement, and they are also thinking about Windows 10, because they have to figure out how they're going to structure their Windows investment for both the short and the long term. And so that's really how we vector in on these system refresh conversations, is through the window of the operating system for customers that really have to make investment decisions about what they want to do, maybe even before it's time to really think about the hardware piece. So our lens is the operating system, and those discussions come up anytime we're talking about a customer's Microsoft investment.
And Rob, what's your insight into the process?
Really starts around the conversation, understanding the customer's challenges, where they're at with the requirements. What are the technical requirements that we're trying to solve? What are the business requirements that they want to solve? What does the customer experience look like? All of that starts around a conversation, and let us come in and start asking more and more questions. Our job up front is to ask all the right questions and drive the conversation so that we can start crafting a solution, pull in the right resources from Connection at that point so we can continue that conversation. So we act as really a three-legged stool, from the sales teams to the PMO to our delivery management team. And once we get the conversation going, we'll drive the right solution for the customer that is going to meet all of their needs.
Finally, guys, want to look at any potential gotchas out there, something that we haven't touched on yet, maybe something that we all need to keep in mind, any challenges that kind of appear universal.
It's the lack of time to engage those transformative elements. You know, I've talked about how important it is to not just to refresh, but to refresh in a transformative way. But transformative requires more time. It requires planning. It requires thought. It requires gathering feedback. And the biggest challenge I see is our customers are all working extremely hard, extremely long hours, and designing transformatively is probably the biggest challenge that I see with our customers, not because of lack of desire, but just because there's just not enough hours in the day.
And Rob, I'm going to give you final word. Anything to add?
A lot of it that I see is rushing into a rollout, not performing the proof of concept, not jumping into a pilot to flush out all the errors and challenges that you're going to have with this. Customers think that this is going to run smooth and jump into it. They jump into the deep end. And when things start going bad in a full production mode, they tend to just compound very quickly. Those are things where we bring that experience in, talk about what we've had seen in other engagements, test them against their current SOPs so that we can deliver smoothly before we hit the ground running.
And with that, guys, I'm going to wrap things. I really do appreciate all three of you taking time to join me for this conversation. Folks, kind of final thought for you to be thinking about, and it really focuses back to those rising support costs that we talked about a bit earlier, kind of a telltale sign that your infrastructure is due for an upgrade. As systems age, you have to do more to keep pace with your user demands. We heard a lot about that. New application deployments, service packs, patches that are driving support costs up every year. If you want to learn more about how a system refresh can save you money and boost security and productivity, all things that we discussed and talked about today, you can get into a deeper conversation with your account manager. So I encourage you to reach out to that team that you have in place and talk to them today. Start that conversation, as Rob was talking about. Have the conversation, start exploring what you need to get started on your system refresh. With that, we wish you the best of luck, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.